Hey, Nato.
Hey, Amanda.
Do you remember yesterday when you said you'd make me tea and I never asked for it?
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, because I never asked for it, but
Okay.
like...
But she's asking now.
I'm kind of asking now.
Sure. Sounds good. Before I head upstairs, Kevin, how...
It's not written.
Write it down. He'll see it in chat.
Wow, Blast is really shitty.
What, Blast?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I think it's mostly good if you get the jump on someone, like when they're still standing next to each other in basically engage range.
Yeah. But, like, it makes that freaking attachment that, excuse me, makes your
spread barrel?
It makes that basically worthless because they'll never be engaged with each other and your friends probably will.
We only have two melee dudes.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't seem great.
Yeah. I mean, like, you might be able to make the argument that if people are, like, in cover together firing at you, they're pretty much engaged.
Right, because engaged in this is just a relative range. It's not like what most places use. It doesn't mean you're actually actively fighting in melee. It just means there's a bunch of people close enough that they could be.
You could hypothetically reach your arm out and touch them.
Yes, so...
I could stab this dude with a knife. Oh, sorry, was I not muted? But, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't actually matter for DJ anyway, because you can't get a spread barrel on pistols. Although I could give a pistol grip to a huge gun, as long as it doesn't have cumbersome. Which is hilarious to me.
I go see what the lightest sniper rifle you can get is.
There's, I mean, regular blaster rifle.
What should you give put a pistol grip on a big fuck off gun, and then see if there's any thing to like cut the barrel off.
And enter the unknown. The Model 38 sniper rifle has no cumbersome. And extreme range and accurate too.
I have an accurate one on my pistol right now. Has accurate one and extreme range. Yeah, makes sense of that.
Farthest distance I've seen on a pistol is the X-30 Lancer at long range.
X-30 Lancer is... Oh, it is long. My bad. I looked at the thing below it. Okay, so yes, it is the X-30 Lancer. That's what I'm using. It's baller. And I put a sight on it, so now it's two dice at long and normal range. Or whatever the middle range is called.
Middle range?
Is this medium. Short, long, and a... Okay, medium, right, okay.
Short, medium, long, extreme.
Yeah.
I think medium is a range. I don't think it goes from short to long.
Yeah. It's just I don't see anything with medium as its range. Oh, wait, there we go. There's some. Found some.
I think medium is the general range for blaster pistols.
Yeah. I could get a Solonian shard shooter.
Oh, yeah. The Model 38 one is weird.
Which
the model, the sniper rifle I was talking about.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't have accurate too unless you customize it to yourself with a hard mechanics check if you buy it used.
Actually that would be really nice if I put a pistol grip on that. That'd be hilarious. It'd be like the Joker's gun.
All right, I'm back.
Just the infinite range magnum.
Alternatively, put a pistol grip on the hammer.
So people are like arching their necks to look around you. What is that?
I'll do it.
Just quick draw. You kick the bed of the barrel.
Put filed sights on it.
You kick the barrel of it with your foot. It swings around your shoulder and comes into your hands.
This is retarded.
I don't know what you're
I think it was.
Power Stone?
It was a Dreamcast game!
It's been so long since I played Power Stone.
Remember Sonic Adventure?
And it was good.
Oh, yeah, no, it is Jack you're thinking
of. Chow Raising was great.
Yes, Chow Raising was the best thing about Sonic Adventure, let's just be honest. We played other games so we could get Chow for Chow Raising. Because if you played enough Phantasy Star Online, you would get the Tails
Chow. That's not fun, though, too. So it's like, it wasn't like a chore to play PSO.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And the best part was being online and just seeing how many phalluses people could make out of the weird speech bubble images.
Nate and I logged so many hours in PSO. It's nuts. I still remember, like, the timing for hitting with the scythe.
Oh, man. Right.
I remember Phantasy Star 3 Card Revolution.
Not that you, not that
why would you remember that?
That's why I played it.
Not that you have a PC that could use it, Manda. If we ever get back into PSO 2, join us.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a nerd.
You are such a nerd.
Yes, you are.
I'm the biggest nerd.
That is a...
Not the biggest, but only because of the company.
That's fair.